At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
That's Taylor Swift's song, Wood, which is a double entendre. It's about superstitions and other different kinds of wood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and about her fiancé, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
It was an interesting song because it was very not like Taylor to sing about things like that.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's revealing into their relationship, I would like to think, too. And it's a big confidence booster if you're a tight end for the Chiefs and you've been having a bit of a rough go early in the season.
Well, that's what the experts are saying. They're saying that ever since this song came out, all of a sudden Travis Kelce can play football again.
Mm-hmm. Here's his brother talking about it on the New Heights podcast.
Wood stats. Travis Kelce before the release of Wood, 4 games, 15 catches, 188 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce after release of Wood, 2 games, 139 yards and 1 touchdown.
That's hilarious.
I don't know why that's significant, but yeah. It's funny.
You know when it's funny, Anna? It's funny when you're winning. It's funny when it's going good and Travis is on the backside of it right now. But they're saying Josh Allen, he's the quarterback for the Bills. He's in a slump ever since he got married to Haley Steinfeld.
So what is our conversation? Is it better to be in love and married and have all the good things happen for your football career? Or is it not as good? What are you trying to say?
This is what they say is the distractions, right? Like when Travis and Taylor were just dating before the engagement, it was distractions, right? And when they ask her about the Super Bowl, she says, I'd play it. I'd consider it, but I won't do it while he's playing because, again, it'd be just too much. Do you operate better when you've got that distraction of, oh, I've got a new schmoopy, a new sweepy who loves me and all those things? Or is it when everybody's talking about you, it's too much?
You know, it's hard for me to say because I started dating Paul when I was a teenager. So I don't know any different. I can tell you that when things are good and, you know, everything is, we're in a really happy place and things are great and the kids are good, that I'm always on top of my game. Mm-hmm. Where if something's wrong at home, where something's wrong with the kids or we're fighting about whatever nonsense, usually money, then I think that my job probably suffers a little bit.
So there's things that you could read into that, right? Maybe Haley and Josh, the bliss is a little bit off.
Oh, you think the marriage is falling apart because he can't throw a ball anymore? You think that's what's happening here?
I mean, maybe he can't throw a ball anymore because the marriage is falling apart. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe
not even a rumor. You're starting a rumor.
Paul was an athlete. Was it better when he was winning? Obviously, it had to be, right?
It was before he stopped playing football, college football, right before we started dating.
It
was a senior year. When you are having disagreements at home, I know, because your head is buried in your phone and you're not paying attention to anything that we're doing here.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. So you think that Josh Allen should stop texting his wife during the game?
I mean, if he's doing that, he should stop. And if he's not, maybe he should start. Mm. But congratulations, Travis.
Anna and Ravens, Pick'em News.
3 news stories. You only get to hear about one. Raven selects which one it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Pick'em News is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/Anna and Raven. Are you ready for today's selection?
What do you got?
Number one, family finds a turkey egg, hatches it, keeps it as a pet.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Okay.
Is it a thing, though? Number two, firefighter's dog started a fire in his own home.
Seen it. Not good. Just don't leave your lithium batteries hanging out all over the place. This would be a PSA right now before I even make my selection.
And number three, cat stows away for 100 miles while clinging to luggage atop its family's vehicle.
I mean, cats are just crazy, right? The things that they do. But I don't want to run afoul here, Anna, so I'm going to go with the turkey story, please.
Okay. All right. Sometimes you see roadkill. An opportunity knocks.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a Uncle Tom in South Dakota, and one morning he went out on this bike ride, and he saw some roadkill on the side of the road, a turkey. There was a fully formed egg inside.
Now, first of all, how did he know that there was a fully formed egg inside of the deceased turkey that was roadkill?
Is it a situation where it kind of popped out where one end got squeezed?
There was no clarification. And honestly, after I Googled one time, I said, you know what? I don't think we need to know.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Okay, right. Yeah. He didn't dissect we're not going to make any assumptions here.
But now there's this fully formed egg. What do you do? The only thing that's logical.
So when my uncle mentioned the egg, I said, well, I have an incubator.
Yeah.
I brought it back and really didn't expect it to work. So then I just went to bed, and the next morning, sure enough, he was fully out, or she. I think it's a female. I don't know.
And now you got a turkey.
How do you check the plumbing on a turkey?
No
anyways,
idea.
Right?
And I was like,
hold on. We're going to flip you upside down here for a minute.
But again, hold on to that. Hold on to
that.
You're
telling me it gets weirder on top of it?
All right, so now you've got this turkey, right? You're like, what am I going to do with this turkey?
It's kind of an amazing story, though. They saved this baby turkey a day after it was mom. Okay.
Yes.
This is terrible. All right.
She follows us around. She likes being near us.
They both adore her.
She's perching. Sometimes I like to put her on my arm. She's heavier than I thought.
Lately, she's started to play. She really likes to play with our shoelaces and stuff.
She comes to the window, pecks for attention.
So now the turkey is your pet.
Now they have a pet turkey.
Yep. And the turkey, like when you look at the pictures of like the turkey cuddling with the dog when it's little.
Come
it's
on.
So cute. You're like, oh my gosh. Yeah, they get adorable baby
they
turkey.
They get a little aggressive.
Well,
though. They do.
Yeah. Then, you know, they're very kind about it. They're like, yeah, she likes to play. And when she likes to pet, they show the turkey now as a bigger one.
Yeah.
And it's like basically attacking their feet.
It's like,
your face.
News story's over. Reporters running for their life.
Yeah.
Warm up the SUV.
Inevitably, though, there has to be a small problem with having a wild turkey as a pet.
What's up?
After a certain point, of course, she's getting too big. Eventually, we have to transport her to my mother's property in southern Minnesota. But I want to make sure that she's large enough so that she can fend off any cats or something like that and give her a best chance of kind of joining some wild turkeys out there.
What they don't want to say is that this turkey got real aggressive.
Yeah.
And it was time for the turkey to go find a new home.
Yeah.
Because it's not cuddling with the dog anymore.
But they also want to make sure that it can fight well enough to protect itself out there in the wild. What they don't tell you is it's not a farm they're going to at its mother's house. It's urban setting, right? Like it's going to be a concrete jungle. But good luck to you, turkey.
Yeah. Good luck, turkey. What are you a super fan of? I mean, you go above and beyond for this person or this thing, and does it beat this guy?
It's one of the most unique tributes to the reigning NFL MVP that you'll likely see. It's a creative mailbox featuring a nearly life-size Josh Allen.
What?
That's the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
No, I know who he is, obviously.
Okay.
I guess a life-size mailbox of him?
Yeah.
Yes, he is a retired postal worker and Josh Allen and Bills superfan. So he had a secret project going on at his house.
For the last 3 months, he's been in a secret project in my basement. I've told nobody about it. He's got his big old handsome smiling face looking out of the helmet. He's got his nice official Bills helmet on. He's dressed like he would look for game day.
Dick's Sporting Goods gave him a mannequin.
I mean, you know that Buffalo fans are really fanatical. I hope that this guy retains his helmet that he's got out on this thing here, and it doesn't get clipped by a plow during snow season.
There's actually a sound box on it, a motion sensor sound box that, as you go by, the motion triggers Buffalo Bills sound bites.
Be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills.
It talks. It's a talking mailbox.
All right. I guess that justifies it being more than a month's time creating this thing.
3 months.
Yeah.
Secret project in the basement. People drive by just to see this life-size Josh Allen mailbox and for the sensor to go off so it can yell, go Bills.
I've just got a regular mailbox myself.
Well,
I do have a neighbor that has a massive like metal sculpture as their mailbox. And I got to tell you something. Every time I drive by, I'm like, that's stupid.
Oh.
But if you're a big fan.
I mean, it's funny how people are so passionate about certain things. And I want to know, what are you the most passionate about? 1-800-330-9999. Chris, what are you a super fan of?
Well, I am a massive, massive Mets fan, and I have seen them play in every single baseball stadium in the country.
Oh, I feel so bad for you. I'm so sorry.
I mean, that is a big accomplishment, though. That's clearly a fandom.
Yeah.
I mean, if you went to every single baseball stadium that the Mets played in, that's a big deal. They had a good year. Not good enough.
Yeah, no, that's like always dedication to sadness, though. But, you know, you never know.
But they're headed in the right direction. You got Juan Soto. That was a big, big land right there. And you did better this year than a lot of people thought. Although, you know, I mean, I don't know when you're going to actually plan on winning it. But, okay, there's that.
When was the last time the Mets won the championship?
The World Series?
Yeah.
1986, when they beat the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
That can't really be the last time, was it?
Yes.
Oh, that's horrific.
Right, I told
you. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll start making more Mets jokes, too, sir. I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Angela, how about you? What are you a super fan of? You believe in this fandom.
Mm-hmm. You're the biggest fan.
I believe I am the world's biggest fan of pickles.
What?
Pickles. Every year. So I am just obsessed with pickles. I have to have a jar of pickles in my house all the time. Every year, I travel back to my hometown to be a judge at the Pickle Festival.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Really? Okay.
Do you like dirty martinis?
Yeah. Love a dirty martini. It's like more pickle juice than anything else. Hold the vodka, hold the whatever.
I mean, it's olive juice, but I always say it tastes like a pickle, like the dirty ocean, which makes it so delicious. Yeah.
My wife loves pickles as well. If you can get them at the fair and all that, and it's like they have all the different kinds of pickles, and she's like, these are the best pickles, they're handmade. I'm like, they traveled here in a van, and they were in a 5-gallon bucket.
You should tell your wife to try making a dirty martini with pickle juice instead of olive juice. I swear.
I will.
It's really good.
Tell her. Okay. That's not a problem. I'll let her know.
That does sound like something I'd like.
I'm just saying is that if I want, you know, pickles that I'm purchasing that have traveled all over the place, I want there to be a climate-controlled vehicle. And when I saw that pull up at the van, I don't think that was it. Protect your pickles.
Fair.
Always protect the pickles.
1-800-330-9999. What do you consider yourself a super fan of?
Be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills.
That is the live action mailbox of Josh Allen that a super fan built in Buffalo.
That's funny to me, right? Like, if you're the local mailman and you pull up, the first couple times you see that, it's pretty cool. When you're having a bad day and it's been going on and he's been saying the same thing to you every time for a couple months, and maybe the Bills lost yesterday, do you think the mailman's like, oh, shut up, Josh Allen? Nobody cares.
Be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills.
This retired postal worker spent 3 months in his basement creating this lifelike mailbox that it looks like him.
Yeah.
In his uniform.
It's a super fan. I mean, yeah. I know that you're a big fan of Taylor Swift, but what would you consider yourself to be a super fan of? Like, I like Star Wars. I love Vegas. So that makes me a super fan of poker, I guess.
I was trying to think about, like, what am I extraordinarily passionate about? I used to be extraordinarily passionate about Zumba.
Okay.
I'm not anymore. Mm-hmm. Now I think I'm just passionate about sleep.
You're adrift. Right?
Yeah.
And you're just looking for a nap.
I'm trying to find my next passion.
Okay.
But what are you a super fan of? Always been. Day one. 1-800-330-9999. Franca.
The queen of hip hop, Mary J. Blige.
Oh, fun.
Ever this, and I know how to dance like her. I know how to dress like her. I know how to talk like her. I know how to move like her. I know her mannerisms. I know every mood she was in when she sung every song. What's the 411? Family Affair. Just fine. You name it. I got it. I am her number one fan. Nobody can tell me different. And if you do, I'm fighting you.
So,
period.
In a way, like, you're her proxy, is what you're saying. It's like, you know, we could invite you and you could almost represent her in a way. And,
yes.
You know, certainly let us know. Okay, well, then I have a question. Why didn't you testify? This guy's going to be out in 36 months.
You know, Raven, it just wasn't something I needed to do at that time. You know, I had a lot going on with myself, you know, and my emotional stability. I just had to get myself together first. I didn't worry about nobody else, okay?
You know what? She wants to talk about Mary J. You got to bring up Diddy? What's wrong with you?
She testified.
I'm glad you're her super fan. Does she have an official fan club? Is that a real thing?
She's got to have one.
Are fan clubs even a thing anymore?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's somebody to promote for you.
Social media.
Of course there is. Official site, Listen to Mary's. Oh, you get to listen to the latest singles. Her fan club has 40,000 plus followers on Facebook.
Like
Rock and Roll
school.
Hall of Fame inductee last year.
Tour, music, bio, photos. I don't see where it
says
fan club.
Did you know that Mary J. gets $1.1 million for a single performance and $200,000 for a speaking fee?
Of course she does. She's Mary J. Blige.
No wonder she didn't testify. They couldn't afford her. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Andrew, what are you a super fan of, and what makes you a leader in that fandom?
I am a super fan of the TV show Survivor. They are on season 49 right now, and I've seen every single episode. I could tell you every winner. I've had Survivor parties with my friends where, you know, everybody has to form a team and do challenges, and then there's tribal councils where they get eliminated, and there's a winner of the party. So I'm obsessed with Survivor, a super fan.
Any of your friends ever been on the show? You haven't applied to the show?
No.
That's surprising to me. I mean, why wouldn't you apply?
Sorry. I have applied. I haven't they haven't made the decision, the wise choice, to cast me yet. But okay, I have applied.
He didn't pass the background check because he's crazy, Anna. There's a lot of Survivor superfans out there. And it's interesting to me how people play the game and how one person thinks they're going to play and another person thinks they're going to or whatever. I never watched it back in the day, but the last, like, I don't know, 8 seasons or so, I've been watching. I'm not loving it this year so far, but we'll see.
I can't deal with the bugs. Watching the bug bites all over their bodies, and I'm like, I just don't understand how you could do that to yourself.
I feel like that's more Naked and Afraid, but yeah, they do get nasty out there. They do get nasty. $1 million in 3 weeks, though.
Clothes that make too much noise.
Oh, man.
It's a problem that we're having, Raven. How would you feel if every time you put your shoes on, you sounded like this walking down the street?
It sounds squishy. I have put on a pair of shoes before, and my wife has told me that I could not keep those shoes because they made noise.
Yes.
The cheap shoes, sometimes they make some noise.
These are not cheap shoes.
Okay.
On, the sneaker company On, people always call them On Cloud. It's the ones that just have the O-N. You see everybody wearing
them
now.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes. They're expensive.
Yeah.
Up to almost $200. And what people have realized is that, wait a minute, when I'm wearing these, I squeak. Here's an internet sneaker guy talking about it.
Much to a couple of people's disgruntlement, we have got a squeak sort of acceptance now from On that these things are squeaking for the elite few. Now, it's not for every person, so if you're watching this and you're thinking, I've got surfers and mine aren't squeaking, then you're one of the lucky ones.
So you're unlucky if you have squeaky feet, and it's how you walk. My husband makes plenty of sneakers squeak, and I can never understand how he can do it and I don't.
Yeah.
I guess it's the way we're stepping has to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if the sneaker just squeaks. It's another thing, like, if you hit the floor and it's like, weak, weak, like it sounds like he's playing a basketball game.
Yeah.
I do have one pair of black leather shoes that squeak a little bit, and I like them so much, I only wear them when I'm going to be somewhere loud.
Don't you wish you didn't have such dumb feet?
So nobody knows.
Because only people with dumb feet make their things squeak.
Only people have to live with that affliction. Yeah. I'm one of the cursed.
Well, if you're one of the cursed, here's the good news. They have filed a class action lawsuit against the On sneaker brand.
Oh, come on.
And now they want money and they want the whole thing because they're saying they did this on purpose. They know that they're going to squeak. And if you go on YouTube and you look up On squeaking like I did yesterday.
Sure, I'm sure there's video after video.
There's 1,000 hacks on how to make it stop. But you have to like cut into the sole. Like, it's super weird.
The only people that are going to make money on this are the lawyers. Mm-hmm. Your On Cloud sneakers are going to go up $20 a piece. And you're each going to get a $5 coupon in the mail if you sign up for this class action lawsuit. But let's bring it up. Let's do it. Listen, if you wanted to take something out, Anna, you should have gone after corduroy 40 years ago.
Yeah.
All right? Because you couldn't sneak up on anybody in grade school if you were wearing corduroy.
Speaking of pants.
Oh, boy.
This woman went viral on TikTok when she talked about her leather pants that she bought from The Gap.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade because I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then that did not come from my them pants. Plenty to do.
My dog has a little piglet toy that if you squeeze it, it makes the exact same noise.
Fart noises.
And he loved it at first. And then after a day of squeaking that thing at him, he hated it and wants to kill. So you better watch yourself if you're wearing Gap leather pants around my dog.
I have leather pants that make that noise. They're not real leather. They're pleather.
Is that
that's the cheap one?
Is that the situation? Is it because they're pleather? Because I got to imagine the Gaps aren't real leather either.
Well, that's what I wonder and that's what I think because I have real leather pants that don't do it. And then I have like many of the fake ones. And then I have to be careful when I put them on because if I start rubbing my thighs, you can hear me coming a mile away.
We gotta test it around somebody that's wearing only real leather. Like
I could bring them both in. We could do that.
Get Lenny Kravitz in here. We'll have him walk around the studio a few times.
No.
Like that's leather.
He only has real leather. You think Lenny Kravitz wears pleather?
He's got leather.
No. You know what? We're gonna do that science experiment. We're gonna do it next week.
Also, Lenny Kravitz, if you'd like to come in, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Anna and Raven's Halloween headlines.
Some radio shows report real news. This is real news.
I was going to say.
We're real news.
Real news. That's all about Eye of the Beholder stuff. That's interpretation.
Let me rephrase that. Some radio shows report sad, terrible world news.
There you go. Hard hitting news. Right.
Yeah, not around here. We're going to talk about Halloween news because this is the time of year for that. We'll start with three people wearing Halloween masks terrorized a home in Virginia.
Uh-oh.
At first, I thought it was just a Halloween joke, a little prank. So I said, Happy Halloween. And they kept, like, knocking on the door. The knocks would get harder and harder. Open the door!
I mean, I would be terrified. I would think that's a joke, too, because they sound nuts.
Yeah, but I wouldn't open the door.
No, they did not open the door.
Thought that was a joke. I'm not opening the door. Who are these people?
No, there were three thieves that were trying to break into the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, luckily, nobody was hurt. And they tried to break in, and they called the police. The police came. They got away. And I'm like, well, but this is that time of year. When you see people in masks, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm just jaded, but I get scared. I don't like it. You shouldn't be wearing a mask out in public on public transportation or anything like that. It freaks me out.
Yeah. I mean, full face masks usually weird me out a little bit, too.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, either way, be aware and don't open your door for strangers.
In other Halloween news, if you see a teal pumpkin on your neighbor's porch, it's not just a decoration. It's sending a message.
That's the
allergy.
It's allergy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was also a spectrum thing, too. Okay, what is it?
Okay, so the Teal Pumpkin Project helps make Halloween safer by showing that this is a house that offers something besides food. So if you have a child that has severe food allergies, like I do, that this is a safe house to bring your child to. And I know, only 8% of children have food allergies. But as a mom who has a child with a severe peanut allergy.
Right.
That I have spent many a nights in emergency rooms for so much as her touching something that she wasn't supposed to touch.
Right.
This is a big deal. So, I know it's a huge movement and it's a big inconvenience, but if you can offer something to those children too, it does mean a lot, not only to the kids, but to the parents. Like, I'll never let Dakota put her hand in one of those things to grab a candy out of it.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you never know if a package is open or there's a Reese's in there and it could be detrimental.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, a blue pumpkin is for the autistic spectrum there. So, I mean, if you're coming up to a house and you see a different colored pumpkin, suffice to say you might want to ask or you might want to know, right?
Yep.
Be aware.
Speaking of pumpkins, there's a mysterious pumpkin that appears every fall high atop the spire at the University of Montana's main hall.
Okay.
They can't figure out what's going on, this mysterious pumpkin, and it's dangerous to get there. It's unclear who does it, even though obviously I know.
The climb itself is pretty intimidating. I almost worked up the cojones to do it. Multiple lookouts all throughout campus, middle of the night, and then two climbers up top. Everybody looking out for UMPD with radios, group texts, and what have you. The university has hired some outsourced people to put it up safely and not put students at risk, but they'll try to race them to do it first.
It's the fraternity guys.
Okay.
It's the frat guys.
I was going to say, at first, I was thinking to myself, it's a groundskeeper.
No.
That's what you were going to say.
No, no,
but then
no.
As soon as they used cojones in the first sentence, I was like, that's not somebody with a pension. I was like, that's not.
I don't know how it's taken them years to figure it. If there is a fraternity on campus or nearby at another university, it's them.
Yeah.
I can promise you, as
the
a sorority girl
belongs to
myself,
them. Right.
I can promise you, it's one of those guys.
Right.
So check there first.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, right. So paying for extra security. What are you talking about? We must create the perfect pizza to go on my dad's pizzeria menu.
Big day, right? Like, we're getting to it now.
Yeah, it's time. It's the finalists have been selected.
Woo!
So you submitted ideas for pizzas, toppings, that would go on a pizza so that I could replace Cousin Tony on my dad's pizzeria menu because I got bumped from the menu for Cousin Tony's pizza, which is buffalo mozzarella, hot honey, and actually sounded somewhat delicious.
It does sound good. Didn't really get a full explanation on this either. It's not like they cycle them in and out or whatever. But, either way, hurtful for you.
Yep. So we took all your submissions. We picked our favorite 10 and we put them up on our Instagram and our Facebook at Anna and Raven. We're going to keep voting open until tonight. Over the weekend, we're going to go create these best top three pizzas and then we'll pick a winner next week. But I asked my dad about the top five contenders as of last night.
Yeah.
All right, Dad. Voting is going on right now for the pizzas. I'm going to give you the top five and you tell me what you think so far, okay?
Okay.
All right. Number one is a fajita pizza. Seasoned grilled chicken, peppers, onions, and jalapenos.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
I was waiting for more explanation, and he was getting so mad. He's like, well, it's a fine. It's fine.
He's like, I mean, I wouldn't have chose it, but okay, fine. I'm going to respect these choices.
It's okay.
All right. You're fine. So mad at me. Because I just kept the mic there. I was like, anything else? And he was just, no, fine.
That's funny.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Number five, brown sugar pizza. Saute garlic and oil, mix brown sugar till it melts, shredded chicken on white pizza, mozzarella, and bacon pieces.
Sounds like garbage.
Why?
If you start mixing brown sugar with chicken, tell me, what's so good about that?
I don't know. People disagree. Let's see.
You're afraid of your dad. That does sound...
Well, you ever met my dad? You would be too.
No, right. It's true. It sounds interesting. This one I'm really... Gosh, man, I did the sweet thing with my turkey last year, and it came out so good, so I'm really tempted to try this.
He was really mad about brown sugar on pizza. This. Yeah, I should say that.
Not a Rolling Stones fan. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, this is leading the race right now. Mm-hmm. Lasagna pizza. This is vodka sauce, ricotta, meatball, and sautéed onions.
That sounds like a good minestrone for pizza.
What does that mean, minestrone for pizza?
It's like when you mix everything together.
Would you use real meatballs, or would you use... ground beef.
Ground beef.
He's like, don't ask me silly questions.
Well, what kind of dumb question is that?
He's like, I know what I'm doing here. Mm-hmm.
All right, next one is breakfast pizza. Eggs, bacon, and mozzarella.
That sounds really good. We always make that one.
But do you put sauce on it?
No sauce. Onions, bacon, and eggs, right? And cheese?
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Now, here's the problem. That one's doing really well, Raven.
Yeah.
It's not an original pizza. Like, he's right.
You guys have been making it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not on the menu, though. Like, he makes it for, like, the crew when they come in the morning, you know?
Well, I mean, like, a secret menu item, though, for those that aren't in the know, I guess it's still got to count, even though it's not, you know, super creative for him. I think that you should make all of these this weekend and bring me leftovers. Just
and the last one is called Feta Does It Better. It's with feta cheese, chicken cutlets, asparagus, and balsamic dressing.
Feta on pizza doesn't go well.
I want you to know that the second he said that and I turned off the microphones, my mother started screaming at him that, why you gotta say feta doesn't go on pizza?
I like feta. What, are you getting rid of the entire Greek people?
There was a 15-minute conversation about how feta melts and it doesn't melt properly to be on a pizza.
You know what? I trust your dad, though. He knows these things. Like, he's got the science.
All right, so go vote now. There's five other ones that we didn't talk about here that still are in the chance, and we're going to make them. I think we're going to make them tomorrow night. We're going to make them.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So, Peyton, what grade are you in?
Eighth.
Where do you go to school?
The Logan Hawking Middle School.
Well, in middle school time, that's like being an upperclassman. Trying to remember if I tried to grow my first mustache in eighth grade. All right, Peyton, take it away. What are the three biggest stories we need to know this week?
The Xbox Kinect is 15 years old this year. When launched in 2010, this technology allowed controllerless fun for the first time. The technology is also programmed to let players jump, kick, and even dance.
So that's like when you were able to like play like bowling, tennis, right? Yeah. Face off against each other. It's funny. I think of it as being earlier than that. Right?
Peyton, do you play video games?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Call of Duty and Fortnite and stuff like that.
I play Roblox, the Dress to Impress. Are you too old for that, or do you like that still?
No, I like that still.
Yeah. I win all the time, but it's because I sign on at the same times as my daughters, and then we vote for each other to win, so that we always take second, and third place.
Why? What's the point of that? What could possibly be the point of that? You're fixing a game within a game.
Okay, go ahead. What's the second story of the day?
October brings new movies in like The Smashing Machine and Black Phone 2. December delivers major franchise sequels and blockbusters including Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Avatar, Fire and Ash, and a Festival Anaconda.
Aww. You know, let me just ask you, is anybody still watching the Avatar movies? Did you see the second one? You are?
Yeah.
Okay, because I loved the first one. Second one, I couldn't really tell you what it was about. The third one looks cool, but I don't know that I'm going to see it. But you're still going. You're still watching these movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie? Coraline, probably.
Coraline is a good choice. Are you getting dressed up for Halloween?
Yeah.
What are you going to be?
Coraline.
I knew it. But, see?
Look at
right
that.
There. Goes hand in hand. I knew it. I knew that was coming. All right, give us the third story.
Halloween is coming up. There are so many things to do during Halloween season. Immerse yourself in haunted houses, pumpkin patch, and corn mazes, the fall festivals with food and even games. Plus, sports fans can watch the thrill of football season. And if you love to hunt, October brings deer season.
Okay. If you had to take down a deer, Anna, and you had no rifle, no bow or arrow or anything like that, what would you do?
I would sit on it.
You would
So the other day, I saw a deer, and Peyton, it was down on all, like, it was sitting down, and I'd never seen a deer sit down before.
Yeah.
And then I told my mom, and she told me that was the dumbest thing she ever heard. Deers go down all the time.
People sit down whenever they feel like it. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a deer sit down?
No, not really.
See? I told you it was wild.
Well, I mean, you're not looking for them. I mean, they're sitting down. They're behind the bushes now. You know what I mean?
Well, no, this one was in plain light. Well, it was actually nighttime, but it was just in darkness sitting there.
Yeah.
And I was like, then I thought maybe it was giving birth because I don't really know how deers give birth.
It's either dying or it's giving birth.
That was
the
my option.
Those are the only thing.
I was injured.
Couldn't just be like, you know what? This is a nice night. I'm going to relax right here for a while.
Then I called my mom and I'm like, I saw this deer giving birth.
She's like, what?
Peyton, thank you so much for being our middle schooler of the week. You did such a great job.
Can I give a shout out to someone?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to Freedom Pest Control, the best pest control in Logan, Ohio. Also, a special thanks to James Martin at the WLGN Radio for guiding me through this special event I'll always remember.
That's nice. That was great.
Nice.
Great job, Peyton. Is that your dad's company? Because that's awesome if you did that.
Right.
No, that's my dad's friend's company.
Oh, my God, your dad's friend. He's like, listen, you got to plug me. Right? You're going to be on the radio. Make sure you plug. Savvy friend. He's like, let me put a bug in your ear. You make sure that friend drops you a 20 or something. Dessert's on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you said he would give me $50 if I did it.
All right. Well, 40 of that's for you. We want the last 10.
All yours, Peyton. Thank you so much, honey. Have a great day at school.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You
Good
too.
Job.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Oh, mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? As always, you don't have to be a mom or a dad. You could be venting about your coworkers or just dealing with the general public.
Just things you have to get through on a daily basis. Your chores, your errands, whatever it may be.
I woke up this morning to no power. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I also was unaware that you can manually open a garage. So I had to wake up my husband at 4 a.m. to open the garage for me.
I mean, that's what he did to earn his margarita.
Yeah, seriously.
He released you from your home.
I was like, wait a minute. I can't go to work. And he was like, yes, you can.
Yeah, that's not a real thing.
Right, but I have no makeup on because I've had no light. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999.
I spent the week with my mother-in-law. And she is so sweet. She is so kind. But she has a nasty, which is a nice, nasty way of telling me how to run my household, mm-hmm. cook my food, clean my house, and take care of her son. And, you know, she's not nasty about it. She smiles when she says it. And she always starts everything with, oh, dear. Oh, dear, you know, if you add this season. Oh, dear, you know. And I'm just like, oh, my, I want to scream. And because she's so sweet and everybody thinks she's so sweet, I really look like the crazy one if I complain about it, even to my husband.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll say stuff like, well, babe, I understand, but you know, mom, and me being the only son. He kind of takes up for her. So to keep peace, I just wait for Margarita Friday and I go in.
I give you a lot of credit because you spoke about her so highly and made it seem so sweet. But when somebody is that good at that skill,
yep.
You know what that is, right? Because if you're not aware, let me just let you know that that's a sociopath. That's what that is. If somebody is that good at that, at manipulation and making people around them feel like she's the victim, if God forbid anybody should speak up whatsoever, even though when she's talking out the side of her mouth, she's spitting venom, that's a sociopath.
Yes.
But
that's an expert of manipulation.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's what that is.
She's good. When she's good,
and
she's
she
good.
Is.
Right? When
yeah.
they're good, they're good. You can't fight it.
Like, she can teach a class on this, you guys.
Oh,
I'm so
no.
serious.
I
she can teach.
You.
Sometimes I'm fooled, and I know how she really is.
I would take that class. I could use some of that, too. Enjoy your margarita.
Thank you.
Nikki, how about you? What'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
This one is several years in the making. I finally convinced my husband to get rid of this pair of shorts that I have hated forever.
That's a big one.
Why did you hate the shorts so much?
Oh, like they were just a little too long. Like the length was wrong. It just like didn't fit him right. But he had them for years. I never liked them. And now, you know, seasons are changing. We're going through the wardrobe, and I finally convinced him.
You should do what I do. Just throw them away and then act like you don't know what happened.
I'm thinking about it right now. I have probably a pair of shorts that I mow the lawn in that's probably 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
18 years old.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think, did I know my wife when I got those shorts? And I'm not sure I did. That's a long time.
You have to ask your wife what she thinks of those shorts.
Oh, she doesn't like them. I promise you.
Yeah.
What I've realized is sometimes, like, you just have to get rid of things and it's for their own good. But on the flip side, if he ever did that to me, I would lose my mind.
Right. You'd
but
be
it's
like,
different.
Who were you to make that decision for me?
It's different.
Why? It's not different at all.
It's 100% different.
You're evil.
Well,
it's not different. Enjoy your margarita. No,
the wives understand. Yeah, enjoy your margarita.
Thank you.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
To create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Clara and Troy. Clara, what's going on?
Me and Troy have been dating now for quite some time, and I really love spending my time with Troy, and I've introduced him to my daughter, Crystal. Crystal and Troy get along great. He's being so awesome with her. She is really getting along very well with him, but Troy lately has expressed concern that we're spending too much time with my daughter, and I'm trying to make it very clear that it's that, you know, Crystal comes with me. We're like a package deal. And, like, childcare is expensive, one. And two, it's one of those things, like, you know, we're going to have our future together. She's going to be just as much in that future as I am.
How old is Crystal?
Crystal is 6 years old. She can't really, like, be alone in the house yet.
No, of course not.
No.
How long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for 13 months.
Okay. All right, Troy, why don't you want to spend time with Clara's daughter?
It's not that I don't want to spend time with her. It's that, like, we've been dating for 13 months, which it seems like a lot, but we're still getting in the rhythm of things. And I love her daughter, and I love spending time with her, but I don't want her to come along on everything that we do. You know, we're two adults. We got to spend some, like, adult quality time together, mm-hmm. and that's tough to do when you got a kid around. And I don't mind, like, pitching in for babysitters sometimes, and I do want her daughter around. You know, sometimes, but sometimes I just want to spend some time with her. I don't think that's so crazy.
Troy, I take it you don't have any children of your own right now.
No, I don't.
So it's an interesting situation here, Anna, because, you know, here's the thing is when you're dating somebody that has a child, it is obviously part of the future. If you're serious,
yes.
and you see yourselves together, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's so big for the parent of the child to see that, you know, they're a nurturing partner, and it's big for the child to have that adjustment, too. But on the other hand, as soon as we get married and we have kids, what would every professional tell you? What would every therapist say?
I don't know. What would they say?
It's so important to have time for the two of you as well. Make sure you take time for yourselves. Make sure you plan getaways, date nights. So he's not wrong.
I understand he's not wrong. But you know, Claire, all this time been paying for babysitters or is there a family member that watches your daughter?
No, so we don't have family around, so it would truly be just paying for babysitters. And we have done it before where Troy has offered to pay. To be honest, I feel guilty because, like, it's my kid. But for as often as he wants to do it, you know, he wants to have, like, once or twice a week where it's just us.
Yeah.
And
is it,
while I would love that, that's a lot of babysitting money.
But Clara, is it the guilt over the money or is it the guilt of... You're not spending time with your daughter. Which one is the one that is the biggest guilt?
I mean, a babysitter once a week or something, you know, like when she gets a little older, that's going to be very easy. She'll have after school programs that I can put her in and it'll be a little bit simpler. But right now she's only six and she's only young for so long. There is a part of me that feels guilty, like I don't want to miss out on the last couple of years when she's still in her I love mommy years.
Yeah, sometimes there's more at work.
See what the audience has to say. Is Troy asking too much for Clara to find babysitters for their daughter when they go out when they've been dating 13 months?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I
It's a tough situation. Clara and Troy have been dating about 13 months, and Clara has a 6-year-old daughter from a previous relationship, and she just started bringing her around Troy about a month ago after they'd been together a year. And Clara likes it. She thinks that her daughter's having fun with him, and they've been doing a lot of things together. The only person who really has a hard time is Troy.
I mean, it's not like he has a hard time every single time. He's just like, you know what? We've been spending a lot of time. It's like everywhere we go now, she's with us. I still think that we should go out and we should do some adult dates.
I know. The problem is, and Clara says, I spent a year paying for all these babysitters and all this stuff. Like, at this point, if you want a future with me, this is kind of what it's going to be like. I'm not going to just keep paying sitters. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Nadia, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mother's side because if the guy doesn't have kids and he doesn't want her to bring the kid along, that doesn't tell me he's in it for the long run because that baby's going to be around the whole time. So if he's not understanding that he has to start spending time with her and the child, I think it's time to let the relationship go. I know it's foul. It doesn't sound good for the long run.
I mean, it doesn't sound to me like he doesn't want to spend any time with the kid, but if you're already a year into it and you're thinking to yourself, less is more, and maybe she's right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999 is the Couples Court. What do you do when your girlfriend keeps bringing her 6-year-old daughter out with you everywhere you go? That's what's going on with Clara and Troy. They've been dating for 13 months, and for an entire year, Clara did not bring her daughter around Troy. She wanted to make sure that he was there for the long run, and now, here we are. And the problem is that Troy doesn't like the fact that their daughter comes, her daughter comes everywhere with them.
Well, I mean, it's a situation where it's every single date at this point, right? And he's just like, listen, I love her daughter. I think she's great. You know, we have a good time when we all spend time together, but I still think that we need to have some adult time. You know, we've been dating now for a year, a little bit more than that. And, you know, we're still developing this relationship. It's true. Some people don't start dating in a year and decide that they're going to get married, right? There's these other people, you know, there's a longer courtship. So maybe that's just part of it. But
I mean, I understand what she's saying. She's saying, this is, you say you want a future with me. My daughter is part of my future. And I spent a year paying for babysitters. At this point, this is what it's going to be like. What do you think? Who do you think is right? 1-800-330-9999. Jim.
I'm on the husband's side, but I have a suggestion. I think he should be careful, and if I could offer him a suggestion, plan two dates at once, have the both of them there, and have one of them for somewhere special, especially designed for the daughter, and then explain that, and this is going to be our date, and we're going to go here, and you're going to stay with so-and-so.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Very crafty.
And everybody likes a trampoline park, so that's a date for everyone.
That's your vote?
Huh? Yeah.
Carrie, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm a guy, and for her, I'm going to root for her because he's not in for the long run. The child is always going to be there. There's no way in the world and whatnot she's going to pay for, you know, babysitters all the time. I mean, come on, man. You know, you dated her. You know she's got a kid. What are you going to do?
I agree. I mean, you knew what you were getting into, and if you were serious at this point, you should know what's happening next.
Hey, Mike, what do you say today?
You know, I'm on the boyfriend's side, but only if he's willing to step up. It's been 13 months. Obviously, you're serious about the relationship. Maybe you should pay for the babysitter now a little bit so that it's not all on her. And then you'll get time with her alone. And she won't have to worry about the financial end of it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Clara, our audience agreed with you today. Your daughter is always going to be your priority. And Troy, I think at this point, when you've been dating for 13 months, you should know that. And if that's not something that you're willing to work with or you want in your life, then that's something you need to really consider because she's always going to put her daughter first.
So that makes sense. I get the family always comes first and maybe I was asking a little too much. I get that it's your daughter and that's those young years where you always got to have somebody around. You got to take care of her. I do think we should still be spending a little more adult time together, but I get where she's coming from.
You know, one piece of advice I'll just say is like you wait and you think that situations are going to change or you could see it being this way or that way. And after 13 months, they're not going to, right? You guys see what's going on here. So who you are is who you are. Clara, the votes are with you, obviously, today because people understand that situation and your priorities and where they are, right? So you guys will just have to keep the 10 to this, but I know where your number one is going to be.
Yeah, my number one has to be my daughter, and I said that on the first date. you know, like if nothing has changed there. But, yeah. You know, I do try. I hope you know that I will make an effort to at least maybe once she goes to bed, maybe you and I can stay up and have some adult time.
I know what that means. All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
I don't.
Can't beat Raven.
$1,400 is the cash jackpot today for Can't Beat Raven. Okay, Donna, do you have what it takes to take Raven down on a Friday?
I do.
Oh, great. Perfect. That's what I like. Some confidence right there. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck. $1,400. Here we go.
Here's the thing, Donna. I wrote these questions, and I honestly have no idea if Raven knows them or not. Usually, I kind of have a feeling, but today, I'm not sure. But there's five pop culture questions here. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, and then I'll bring Raven back in here. We're in a soundproof studio. He can't hear us right now. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties do go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, Yoda was originally going to be blue. Even in the final screenplay for The Empire Strikes Back, it describes him as bluish. What color is Yoda?
Green.
Number two, Jim Carrey is in talks to star in a live-action version of The Jetsons. What was the name of the robot maid?
Rosie.
Number three, Keanu Reeves was told to go by a different name at the start of his career, and he almost chose Chuck Spading before refusing to change. The famous movie quote, "I know Kung Fu," is from which of his movies?
Oh, my God. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Number four, Boss Baby, Back in Business, will be on Nickelodeon and Netflix. What is Boss Baby's big brother's name?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
And number five, this year's Lifetime holiday lineup includes A Pickleball Christmas. There's going to be 12 new movies this year. The most popular Lifetime series was about a group of women and one man married to soldiers at a South Carolina Army base. What was that called?
Army Wives?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
3 out of 5 for Donna.
All right, not great, not terrible. A lot of money. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Yoda was originally going to be blue. Even the final screenplay for The Empire Strikes Back describes him as bluish. Okay. What color is Yoda?
He's green, and if they made him blue, it would have been stupid, and the whole movie would have failed.
That's probably not true at all.
No. But
yep. All right, number two, Jim Carrey's in talks to star in a live-action version of The Jetsons, which sounds awesome.
It actually does, right?
Yes.
It sounds like the most exciting thing I've heard him possibly attached to in a very long time.
What was the name of the robot maid?
Rosie.
Rosie,
of
yes.
Of course, Rosie the robot.
Number three, Keanu Reeves was told to go by a different name at the start of his career, and he almost chose Chuck Spading before refusing to change it.
Now, I'm glad that he did not make that choice.
The famous movie quote, "I know Kung Fu," is from which one of his movies?
From The Matrix.
That's right.
Him and Lawrence Fishburne. Show me. That is the response from Lawrence Fishburne.
Number four, Boss Baby, Back in Business, will be back on Nickelodeon and Netflix. What's Boss Baby's big brother's name?
Daniel Baldwin?
No, Tim.
Okay.
And number five, this year's Lifetime holiday lineup includes A Pickleball Christmas.
All right.
There's 12 new movies that are going to be premiering next month. The most popular Lifetime series was about a group of women and one man married to soldiers at a South Carolina Army base. What was that called?
I have no idea. Sisters of the Traveling Pants.
No. Army Wives.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Donna, you guys tied at 3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
That's close.
All right. Thanks. I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,500 bucks come Monday, Anna.
Donna, that was a lot closer than I thought. You almost had him.